魂，
他们的歌声，
鬼公文。
Hello everyone and welcome to Try Arts Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack and you guys are ready to chat. And before we even get into the episode, make sure that you guys go like, comment, and subscribe right down there. It's easy. It's
easy,
free.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, everywhere.
Everywhere. Literally, like, all it does, you don't even have to buy anything. You can just click some buttons
and click some links.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Turn on that bell. Because you never want to miss an episode. You never want to miss an episode. It's too good.
Mm-hmm.
But, Maria?
Yeah.
Do you have a question for
us? Oh, I sure do. So, would you get rid of something that someone gave you from the past, like when you were dating or even went on a date, and your future partner didn't want you to have it? Would you get rid of it?
I feel like it depends on, like, mm-hmm. how sentimental it is to me. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's, like a picture, and mm-hmm. I still have it in a frame, he's like, I don't really like you having that picture. I'd probably take it out of the frame. I mean, I don't like have it on display, but I'd probably take it out of the frame and like put it somewhere else mm-hmm. instead of like actually throwing it all away. But I think
I mean like objects. I feel like photos are pretty obvious. Like, don't have a photo of you and your ex, you know, just like there with your other person.
Could you
there.
Imagine if you walked insane. Into my house and I had a picture of me and my ex?
Yeah, just yeah, that's like insane. Like, what's that?
No.
I mean, like, okay, for me, the reason why I asked is because, you know, I was cleaning up around my room, you know. And I have a few things from a past person. Like, I have a jacket, and then I have this, like, box bear. It's, like, made of roses. They're, like, fake, obviously.
I
have it, and I'm like, would I ever get rid of this if I had someone? I'm like, I would get rid of the jacket, you know?
Yeah.
Because that has no real meaning to me. Like, I only use it during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it keeps me warm. But the box bear, I don't think I would get rid of that. Like, I would do what you said, you know, tuck it away. Like, right now, she is on display. Because she's cute. I love her. She, you know, she's right there in front of my closet. The moment like, you come in, you're like, you'll see her. But I would definitely, like, tuck that away. And I'd get rid of the jacket. Because, I mean, no meaning to that. And I'll, I mean, I'll have my man. I'll have his jacket.
I can steal all of his.
Exactly. So, it's like, I would get rid of that. But, like, the box bear, I think I just tuck it away.
I have so many jackets from so many mm-hmm. different men that I...
Mm-hmm. It's like, you just gotta keep them. I mean, I feel... You know, like, why would you get rid of it?
Why would I? There's still, I still have
they're
some...
nice and snug, you know?
One of my ex-boyfriends, he has one of my shirts, and I saw him posting it recently, and I said...
That's fine. You should be like, you're welcome.
I want that back. It was such a cute shirt, too.
Ask for it back. You should be like, I want that back.
When you come on the podcast, bring that shirt with you.
Oh, him? Girl, yeah. He ever will. Have you asked him about it?
I asked about it, maybe like a...
I know there's so many people we've asked to be on here that are like, that also have been enthusiastic about being on here, and they have not been on here.
Yeah, I feel bad because every time someone asks, I'm like, I don't know, I don't really like having guests.
Really? That really surprised me, especially with one of the people that I know that wants to be on here. I heard for a while, like, you never brought it up to me, but I would hear you and that person talk about it, being like, about being on the pod. And then when I was finally like, yeah, like, they should be on, never came on. And I remember even talking to him, like, oh, you could be on for, like, our Friendsgiving type of thing. Never came on. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I thought you wanted them on.
I know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about having guests. Maybe it's more of, like...
I think it's fun. I mean, we haven't had a guest in years.
Yeah,
literally. Years. But I think they're fun. You know.
Well, who would you want on?
Well, I definitely want Chris back on. I mean, we have talked to him, and I know he does want to be on. I know we literally... I remember we started, like, a little group chat. No response.
I know.
I mean, all he did was send a picture, and I sent a picture. Then no one else.
Yeah, and I texted him personally, and I got dry.
Yeah, but I think that's just how he is. And I feel like in the past, I mean, I don't text him anymore, but in the past when we would text, I feel like he wasn't always the fastest responder.
Yeah. It was just so dry.
Oh, really? It was like, just dry? So... I thought you meant, like, he just didn't respond fast enough for you.
I said something like, oh, I was so excited to see you today. It was basically just like, oh, yeah, I was going to see you too. And I was like,
girl, he don't want you.
I know!
Me trying to push ya. I forgot what is it. Remember I said something to, like, push ya. You and him.
I know.
What was it? I forgot.
Well, I remember you walked up while we were talking about our types, and you were like, you're just Nathaniel's type, and I said...
You know, just get a little push. Just get a little push. And I remember even walked away from a moment to go talk to someone else.
And then he asked for a number from you.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even text me. Mm-hmm. Hardly even text me.
Did it. Well, I was like, bro. Also asked me, I think, if I had his number still. And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
And then that's when I gave him your number, too.
Once
and that's
we
when
sold
the little
out.
Chat started. And he was the one that started the little chat. And I've been silent. Thinking of, like, texting in that chat again and, like, having him on. Because we need to have someone else on. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Especially him. Like, we know, like, the vibe is always up with him. Good. I love him.
I think Sierra would be good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. I feel weird with guests. Mm. Feels more... I don't want to say, like, performative.
Like, real?
I guess it's like... I don't know.
Well, you said performative. I said real. What do you mean by performative? Like, you feel like now you have to, like, amp it up more?
Yeah. Or, like... Oh, my God. Especially, like, oh, my God. I gotta make sure... I gotta amp it up more on the pod. And then I gotta, like, make sure my house is literally deep cleaned. Because I don't want, like, someone coming over to my house for the first time. And, like my room's a mess. Mm-hmm. I'd be like...
No, yeah. Huh. Like, you don't want anyone to see that. No, I get it. Because I'd never be... You know, if I had the same situation, like, I want everything to look nice, you know? I'd be like, it looks like I'm living in a dump.
I know.
You know?
And my bedroom looks like a dump right now. Mm-hmm. Bed not been made. I don't know
why. Honestly, bed not made. I don't really make my bed. Are you a person that makes their bed? I feel like there have been times I tried to make my bed. Because, like, obviously, I hear people, like, saying, like, oh, that's a good thing to do. But, like, I usually don't. Because I always end up usually, like, laying in it again throughout the day. Which, again, I know some people say, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Because, like, you're not being productive. But it's like, sometimes I just want to lay in my bed.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to lay in bed. I try and make my bed at least every day. Usually I'll make it at I'll get out of bed at, like, 9:30 in the morning, and I won't make it till, like, 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm not in it, I'll just, like, I don't know, I, like, do other stuff, and I'll see my bed and be like, I kind of want to make that, actually.
Really?
But I don't know what happens when I sleep. I guess I just be moving around a lot. Every single time when I wake up, the sheet that's on my bed... All, like, three really? Of the corners are just off, and I'm like...
Oh, my God. You, like, tuck it in under? Like,
yes. Really? I don't know what I'd be doing.
I guess you just move around a lot, huh?
Damn. I must be a terrible person to sleep with.
When did anyone ever complain?
No.
Well, there we
mm-hmm.
go.
They were happy. They were there we go. Happy customers is crazy.
They were happy to be late. Yeah, they were I mean... So then don't say you were terrible to sleep next to. You weren't, clearly.
I just don't know what I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'd be doing at night. I should record it. Oh my God, record it all
before
night.
Are you sleeping? Oh my God.
I've always wanted to do something like that.
I love that. But I was going to say, okay, now the other way around. What if it was your partner and they have something, you know? Would you want to get rid of it? Because that's also what I thought. I was like, okay, I wouldn't want to get rid of the bear, but what if, like, the person I was with, like, really felt strongly about it? Like I said, I would just tuck it away. But I don't think I would ever actually get rid of it. I'd be like, well, I just like it. You know, it's cute.
It's just a cute little bear. You know, I
just
also
just have, like, in
bears.
The future, you know? Like, I think about, like, you know, when I'm, like, old, like, I'd be like, oh, that'd be cute to look back at. Like, oh, I got this.
Remember when he
showed my little
this.
Grandkids. Like, oh, look, someone gave me this.
This could have been your granddad.
Yeah, I could have.
Oh, my God. No, if he had something that I didn't want. Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I mean, I feel like clothes wouldn't be the same. Like, maybe if, like, I would say, like, if someone gifted them a shirt and they were like, oh, somehow it came up, like, oh, my ex gave me this. I don't think it'd bother me. Because, I mean, it's just a shirt. It's like a gift, you know? It's like a gift.
Yeah, I don't think that would bother me. If he had, like, I don't know.
Right, like, I'm trying
why
to think
sunny,
to
go away?
Like, obviously photos. I think that's so obvious. Like, obviously a photo. Like, don't keep that.
I don't know, though. I mean, but, like, I also have... I keep all my photos. I have,
well, like, tucked away.
Yeah, I keep...
But
I
even then, no. Actually, box. No. I feel like a photo would bother me. Like, you want a photo with your ex?
Yeah, but
like,
I
usually, why do you want it so bad?
I usually just don't tell them about it.
Yeah, but it's like, what if they found it, though? Like,
yeah, that would be crazy.
Like, I'm saying, like, someone's gonna find it at some point. And I think that's what makes it worse.
If they found my
you
memory box.
You didn't tell them, and then they, like, found it. It's like, why do you want the photo with your ex?
Yeah. I mean, I told the last guy I was talking to, I told him about it. Mm-hmm. And I guess he wasn't thrilled. But I was like, it's just in my memory box. And... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just for, like you said, when I'm old, I can look back and be like, oh my God, I remember when I dated that guy. Ooh, and that one. Because mm-hmm. I've got at least three pictures of boys in there. Mm-hmm. Different ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, duh, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's like, for me, it's like, again, like, I think about it for myself. Like, I don't think I'd want to keep the photo of my ex. You know, it's like, why do I want that?
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Yeah, it's not like...
I mean, I'm going to remember them. I know I'm going to remember them. But do I need that photo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But will you remember them?
No, I will. It's just... Like, I'm trying to think of, like, memories. Because you're saying, oh, like, it's a memory. The memory's going to be there.
I need a photo of them.
Yeah? No, that scares me, too. But it's like... Personally, that's not what I'm concerned about. If I were to lose my memory, like, I'm not concerned about that.
My mom, I was talking to my mom the other day, actually, because you'll never guess, car broke down again. Well, it didn't break down, but I was driving, I of course, it was clean play night. I got off at 11:30 p.m. I'm ready to go home. I'm driving on the main road. The main road that we work on is, like, pretty lit up even at night. And so I can still see fine. And I went, and this person started turning while I was going, and I was like, I honked at them, and I was like, they're a fucking asshole. How dare they go while how dare they start turning while I'm going? And then I get on, like, a darker road, and I'm like, I can't really see anything. And so I pull off, headlights not working. And I was like, damn, I guess I'm an asshole for being so mad at that person for almost hitting me when it was my fault. Mm-hmm. But...
Wait, so they just weren't on or just weren't working?
They just weren't working. So I had to pull off to the side, and I had to wait for my stepbrother to get there. I had to wait, like, an hour. It was fine, though. I got home at, like, 1:30 in the morning. And I had all these plans that night. Ew. Did you see that?
No.
I had all those plans that night for what I was going to do with the rest of my night. Couldn't even do them. I got home.
It was just so late. You were just ready to knock out at that point.
Yeah, I was just so tired. And I'm, like, I'm already going to bed at, like, 1 anyway. So, like, getting home at 1:30, I was...
Well, you were pooped.
And it was, like, a 7-hour shift. And I was like, please. Ooh. I know. I hate waiting.
I was like, you just, like, wanted to leave.
But I was telling my mom because my step-grandma is now... Her dementia is getting pretty bad. And my mom was like, I was like, oh my God, I smoke like a lot of weed. Like, I'm going to get dementia for sure. And apparently my mom said that weed helps with dementia. And I said, oh, thank God. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, really? Because I feel like it really be fucking my memory sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like it.
And she was like.
I also hear other people that have smoked like heavily that they said like it definitely messed with their memory.
See, that's what I've heard too. My mom told me it helps with dementia.
Well, where'd she get that from?
I don't know, but I just believe everything my mom tells me, of course. She went to nursing school for a few semesters, you know.
That was enough.
So I would just believe everything. And also, like puzzle games that work your mind.
I've been trying to work your brain.
I've been trying to do those more. My mom was like, you really don't have nothing to worry about. You're, like, 20. And I was like, no! Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't risk it.
It really gets me. I know it's, like, such a little thing, but, like, if I forget, like, something, like, so small. Well, I guess not so small, but, like, something that... Maybe it just happened or, like, happened, like, a few days. And I'm like, wait, how did I just forget that?
No, that's how I feel. Sometimes, especially with work, I don't remember what happened. But it was, like, this customer yesterday. And I wanted to tell the story about it today. But I just genuinely couldn't remember what happened. Mm. And I still don't really remember what happened. I'm just, like...
For me, it's just, like, the interact. Like, I remember, like, what was so negative about an interaction. But, like, sometimes I feel like because it happened so fast, I don't remember, like, exactly what order it was.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, fuck, I remember they said this. Oh, I remember they said this. But, like... I don't remember exactly how.
I got my first review. I got my first review at work. It wasn't a nice review? No.
I think it was so fucking stupid.
But I am very excited because I've been there for over 3 years and not once on Google have I gotten a positive or a negative review. And I am so good to the customers. And I would think that I would get one. So, of course, my first one's negative and didn't include my name. But, you know, it's quite obvious it was about me. Mm-hmm. But this man was... He was kind of even nice at the window, but he pulled up. I said, hey girly, what can I get for you? And they ordered, and he came to the window, he paid, you know, he left, and then he called the store, and he was so mad over the phone, they called me a girl.
That's so crazy.
And then his wife in the background was like, he's not a girl.
No, like, you can just tell, like, they're really, like, hardcore conservative.
And I'm like,
because, like, obviously you can tell, like, you weren't saying, like, he's a girl, like, it's just, like, Slang term. It's a slang term.
And then
you're using it as.
He was mad at our coworker for being like, it's like the same thing as saying hi guys. He was like, that's not the same. But he was really nice at the window. He didn't really, he wasn't mean.
He was a jerk about it there, but he was very much a jerk about it over the phone.
I think, to be honest, it bothered his wife more because of how she was yelling in the background on the phone. And I don't know, but I'm just happy.
I think she was like maybe the push.
Yeah,
like,
I think she was the push because she if you're so loud that you can hear in the background of a phone call, I'm like...
Like, you know, she was yelling.
No,
I get mad. Like, I have an image in my head of how this woman looked like.
I'm like, is it really that serious? But I'm just finally happy that I got one. I wish I got mentioned by name, but I don't really wear a name tag at work. And if I do, I put a different name on it. Because why do you want to know my name so bad? Mm. Why do you want me? I had Deb for a while today. I had Gladys on today. Just old lady names, that's all. Mm-hmm. Some lady looked at me, and I had on, she goes, what's your name? And I went, Nathaniel. And then she looked at my name tag, and I went, oh, that says Gladys.
Mm-hmm. No, you should have kept that up. She's like, Gladys?
I didn't even think about it. It's when she asked
that happened to me once.
And then when she looked at my name tag, I was like, fuck. I was like, fuck, I should have just said Gladys. But...
With a random customer, I remember he asked me what was my name, and I remember I had a different name on my name tag, and I still said Maria. And it was the one I told you was being weird. The one, I think I told this story a few episodes away, where it's like, I think I was like counting his money, and he said, I remember you from last time.
Yeah, yes.
It was him! And I'm like, fuck, I could've used my fake name there. But instead, I said Maria?
Because I don't know, it just came out.
It's in a moment, right? It's just in a moment.
When I'm at work, most of the time, my brain is, like, kind of off. So when, like, they ask me questions, I'm just kind of in autopilot. And so, what's your name? Nathaniel. And I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. It's Gladys today. Gladys.
She's like, wait, no. It's Gladys, actually.
No. I lied. It's Gladys. But she looked so confused when she looked at my name tag. She was like, Nathaniel? And I said, ooh. I forgot.
It's like my nickname.
My nickname is Nathaniel, but my full name is Gladys. So, could you imagine? Oh my god, my middle name is Gladys. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, guys, I went to see Tyler the Creator.
Oh yeah, how was that?
A few days ago, I loved it. I will say, okay, I did have a great experience. Don't get me wrong, like I loved it. I enjoyed the show.
Did Kelly come on stage?
No, she did not. I mean, I knew she wasn't gonna come on, especially because, oh my gosh, forget Kelly. She did release music, a new song specifically, the day after the concert of Tyler's, which is so good.
Was it good? I saw it on Spotify. I was gonna give it a listen so we could talk about it, but never did.
It's so good, so good. I can't wait for her other songs to come out and then you know for her to go on tour. Because of course I'm gonna be there, of course, in the pit, duh. But for Tyler, I was in the nosebleeds. I did enjoy the show. I just wish he did, like, he kept doing that thing that some performers do where he's like, sing it! And he's not singing.
I'm like,
no, it's like, you sing! Like, you sing!
I'm here to hear.
Right? Because like, we're all gonna sing it, no matter what. I know, well, see, some people don't sing, and I know some songs, like, I didn't sing because I didn't know them as well. Because I am a Tyler fan, but not also, like, I don't like a bunch of songs either. Like, I mostly went because my friend Mari wanted to go, and I was like, yeah, I want to go, because, like, he was playing some songs that I did love. But yeah, he kept doing that a lot, especially in the beginning. Because then later on, he did say, like, oh, I'm just feeling so tired. Like, I wish I was in my 20s still. Like, ooh, you know? So I feel like maybe that's part of the reason why. And then after that, I do feel like he did start singing a lot more. Mm-hmm. But beforehand, he kept doing it. He said, sing it.
No.
You sing. Like, do your thing.
Was he funny on stage? I always see videos of him.
Yeah, he was pretty. No, he was really funny. I know at one point, he someone was yelling, like, fucking crazy. Like, even I could hear them. And, like, I was in nosebleeds, and they were, like, all the way in the fucking pit. And he pointed them out, and he was like, are you the one yelling at that? And it was the craziest scream ever. But, yeah, I had tons of fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
Yeah, he is.
Especially,
I feel like, I've always experienced this, but, like, after a concert, like, the feeling. I don't really know how to describe this.
No, yeah.
I know some people, like, are, like, oh, depressed. But, like, for me, at least for this one, I didn't feel like that. I felt pretty happy. I felt, like...
Almost euphoric.
Yes, euphoric. That's how I would put it. Euphoric.
That's how I felt after Trixie's concert. I remember I just sat in the car after I was done for like 20 minutes. And I was like...
And mainly I would start reminiscing videos. I wasn't driving. So I was like, let me look at all these videos. Girl, when See You Again came on, I was singing the whole damn song.
Can I get a kiss?
No, literally, that's my fucking video. Just me yelling. Oh, it made me so excited for the Pierce of Veil concert. I can't wait. Because again, I know I'm going to be yelling every fucking song.
I'm so excited for the Pierce the Veil concert.
Me either.
I was just talking about, I was talking about that to one of our coworkers last night. One of our coworkers, I try.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I was trying to guess the one that like really doesn't work and is really bad at working and puts puts cold drinks in hot cups. And I'm like, what are you doing? Have you seen her
do
that?
I don't know who you're talking about. Now I don't know who you're talking about.
She'll like put it in the pitcher, steaming pitcher, and then she'll just pour it into the hot cup without steaming it. And I'll be like,
what?
Ma'am.
Who does that?
Ma'am.
Oh.
I know. I can't fucking stand it. I'm like, bitch. But
wait, she puts it in a steamy cup for a drink that's supposed to be hot.
And yeah, and then she won't steam it. She'll just.
So then it's not hot.
I know.
I was complaining, but like.
I know. Well, because every single time I'm like, this isn't hot. I was like, oh, you're supposed to steam it, and she'll just be like, oh, and I'll be like, oh, what are you talking about? I was trying to guess her music type. Because, like, obviously she likes emo music, but I really thought she was going to be, like, that hyper-pop, like, Aisha, Barely Human type of vibe. She was like, I can't stand that type of music. And I was like, damn.
What?
I really didn't see that.
Well, it's not really because, like, I expect her to like it. It's more because, I mean, I don't enjoy that music that much either, but I do like a few songs by Aisha, Barely Human. I like a few songs. And also from, like, other people that made that kind of music. I'm not like the biggest on why I'm into it. Like, I know you're really into it. I do like a few songs.
Have you?
I feel like some of them are pretty good.
Has your DJ said Barely Human's name to you?
No.
Because he says it.
I don't think I listen to him that much.
He calls him, because the B is a six, and he goes, Six-airly Human. And I'm like, who is
that? He's pronouncing how I used to pronounce it, honestly. That's how he's pronounced it.
I think it's so funny every time. And DJ. I was talking about this literally like a year ago, probably, but he's still keeping up with the roller skating vibe. Like, he'll be like, in this song, these next songs, I could see you roller skating on a rink to them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He does it to me.
I guess he always does that to you, because like, I feel like with me, he definitely changes it up, his script. Does your music change?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be like, these music is for,
I mean, like, songs that you usually listen to. Because, I mean, I will say I am that kind of person who will listen to, like, the same thing, like, for months on end. But then, like, after a few months, I'll, like, go listen to, like, a different amount of songs for months on end. Maybe that's why he switches it up. Did he do the same thing, or what? That's, like, how's he just saying the exact same thing?
He'll bring up the roller skating thing, like, once a day. But, like, it's still just, like, weird how it's, like, he's always talking about, like, this is such roller skating vibes for you. And I'm like, I don't even roller skate.
Roller skating seems like such a vibe, though. I do kind of want to get into it again.
So,
do you know Jake Weber?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He has a sister named Jillian, and then every once in a while I'll see her videos pop up on my For You page, but I've also started seeing their mother, and she, like, does skating videos. I'm like, wait, that looks like so much fun, and it was so much fun when I used to do it, so I kind of want to get back into it.
I do too.
I remember back in 2020, 2021, a lot of people were doing it also,
mm-hmm.
And I never ended up getting any when I was like, oh, I'm going to get some, but I kind of think I want to get some this time around for sure.
I feel like I'm always just scared. Mm. Of, like, I'm gonna, because, like, obviously I'm gonna fall. It's like, when you're doing something new, because I used to do it a lot. Do you remember going to the roller skating rink in, like, middle school? And that was, like, the place to go.
Yeah.
But I was, even then, I was, oh my god, Anna broke her ankle while doing it.
Oh my god.
I know, that's a gag.
That's a roller skating rink?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Snapped. I wasn't there for it. Wish I was. Wish I could have experienced that with her. Such a good mem for her. Mm-hmm. But I really want to learn how to roller skate. Mm-hmm. And since I have hardwood floors, I think I could learn in here and then maybe go out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, for sure. I would definitely practice inside first.
And I'd go on the street. But
I mean, if anything, it'd be probably better. Because, I mean, like, the pavement you just get a little, like, gravelly. Mm-hmm. Not gravelly, but, like, you know how it is. Like, it has that texture where you can feel, like, the little bumps. And here's, like, straight.
Imagine I learned to roller skate before we go to New York. Mm-hmm. And I just roller skating around New York City. Could you imagine?
You
could.
Are you going to pack your roller skates with it? Taking up some space.
Oh, God. Those will take up so much. My suitcase is already pretty small. Mm-hmm. I already have to bring, like, two extra bags just for when we come back.
At that point, you should just, like, bring a big one. Or you invest in a bigger one.
Yeah,
honestly.
I'm thinking about buying a new suitcase because, well, first of all, that one's not even mine. It's Anna's. And mm-hmm. She hasn't asked for it back yet, but...
Wow. No way. You're waiting for her to ask for it back to return it?
Well, we just keep going on so many trips.
It's been like months. It's been 3 months.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to go back. That's not the point.
No, I'm very excited. I'm already saving things for us to do. I'm very excited to go. Oh, I'm also going to get my hair done soon. I can't decide when I want to get it done because, I mean, I'm definitely noticing it now. The roots are growing in a little too much for my liking, but I think I already have a timeline. I think I'm going to wait until like April 14th, around there. Because mm-hmm. At that point, it'll be 2 months completely. Because I got my hair done on February 12th. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it'll be 2 months. So I think around then. And then also, it'll be the highlights. Because I'm going to get highlights. I finally decided I'm getting highlights. They're going to be pretty good for, you know, the Percival concert. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think I'm going to do my hair next week. Because my roots are...
Now they're coming in.
Yeah, they're in.
No, I'm lying. That's like me.
My roots are literally an inch long. Inch?
Inch. Now we all know how much an inch is for him, y'all. Men.
My hair is literally so an inch long. So long. But it's just like, it's like looking ooky and spooky and like not that good. And so I think it's time to redo it. And I'm going to do a little photo shoot when I get it done. Next week, I'm going to do it on Wednesday, I think.
What kind of photo shoot? I've been thinking of doing a boudoir photo shoot. I've told you this about this, but definitely not right now. I'm definitely waiting.
I really want to do a photo shoot for, like, a new profile picture. Because in my profile pictures, I'm still blonde in all of them. I mean, I still have brown hair in all of them. And I need one where I'm blonde. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of the times when I take pictures, I'm out. Oh, okay. Every time I take pictures, I tend to take them at work. Because I'm at work all the time.
Like, all the time, yeah.
And also, when it's golden hour at work, the pictures always turn out so good.
Yeah, he's like hot.
I know. It is warm in here. I might have to turn on my AC. Oh, finally, though. It's getting to be time where I can, like, turn on the AC.
I'm not the biggest fan of when it's fucking too hot, though. Oh, I hate that. But, like, right now it's been pretty good weather. It's not too hot, not too cold.
It got a little warm yesterday. It got up to, like, 78, and that was a little hot, but...
But also, there's a lot of wind right now. Yeah. So, for me, it works out fine, honestly. Also, I think I finally got a little over my fear of bees. There's this little bee that keeps hanging around my house, like, for the last, like, day or two. And people have been so right. They really don't bother you.
I know.
I feel like as a kid, I don't know why, bugs used to, like, not even as a kid, even, like, a few years ago, like, they would scare me, and I'm like, ah! But it's like, wow, they really don't do anything. They'll like be away from you.
But you know what?
Sometimes I feel like they are fucking.
I was literally about to say the other day. I was about to leave for work, and these two bees literally just flew this close to my face, and I was I was so scared. But I think I don't know how bees mate, but they just kept going at each other for so long.
You think they were mating?
I don't know if they were mating.
I've seen that too, where like they like come at each other,
and they were flying around in a circle, and I was
just in there like fighting. But, I mean, I don't know how they may either. Oh, my gosh, guys. So, not last week. Not this last week. But the week before that. We didn't film, so I didn't get to tell you all this. But, y'all, I don't know what the fuck happened to me. But I was going through it. I felt so nauseous. And I had the worst stomach pain of my fucking life. I literally had to leave work two times. I had to leave work two times and I called out one of them. Or did I? No, I think I just left two times. I don't think I called out for one of them. But, yeah, I had to leave. And it was terrible. I actually thought I was going to vomit. I did not. I remember one of the times when I had to leave early. At that point, I really felt like I was going to vomit. I was like, can I go? Like, I need to go. Like, I remember walking up to the super and be like, I need to go, please. Like, I do not feel good. I really felt like I was going to vomit. And you know how I feel about throwing up. I fucking hate it. And I was like, I cannot throw up here.
We'll do
like,
anything to avoid throw up here.
Like, I don't want to do it. Girl, so anyways, I get in my car, I leave, and I'm like, I need to pass by Walgreens, I need to get something. But girl, I sat in that car for like at least almost 10 minutes. Almost 10 minutes.
Breathing.
To like, no, I'm like, Because, again, I can't throw up in there. And, like, also, like, I just didn't feel good. And I was like, I can't. Like, I got to go in there. But, like, oh, my God.
I know that breathing. It was terrible.
It was terrible. But I just don't know what happened. Because the thing is, I never ended up throwing up those days. So I thought I was going to. But I had, like, the worst stomach pain. The worst.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it was, like, food poisoning either. Because, like...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
The first day it happened, it kept coming in and out until the point where, like, I just felt like I couldn't. And that's when I was like, hey, can I leave? And then I feel like I did call out, actually. I think, because I feel like the next day I did call out. Yeah. And then, or maybe I just had a day off. I don't know. But anyways, and then the second time around, when I left and I really felt like I was going to vom, again, after, like, a few hours, not even a few hours, I think for the majority of the day I felt like that. But then I never ended up vomiting. And then the next day I was fine. Nothing ever happened.
I wonder what happened. I wonder why.
I don't know. I was like, is it because I ate too much celery? Because I was... No, because, like, during that week, I was eating a lot of celery. Like, a few days prior to that, like, I was eating a lot of celery. Because that has been my new thing lately. Well, I mean, I know some foods do have to be. Like, I know beets. That's another thing. I was eating a lot of beets. Like, you know, it'll make you shit, you know?
I have heard that. I have.
But, like, and I mean, the shits were... They were shitting.
They were shitting.
No. But, I don't know. And I was like, maybe it's that. Maybe it's like I ate too much of it and it caused something in my body. Because I remember looking up something about celery, like how in some people's bodies, it's like hard to break down.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I was like, maybe I just ate too much of that because, well, too much. I don't know. I know you definitely could eat too much of something. But that is like my food I'm going to a lot right now.
Was celery. Like, have you eaten it since?
No, yeah, I have. But like definitely not as crazy. I'm telling you, I would like eat it. Like as my snack. Which I probably am going to do again. Just to, like, test it out, also.
I don't like the texture
just
of it.
Just to test it out. To see. The texture?
Yeah.
You like that it's hard? Oh, I love
it. I don't like the string. Oh. I don't like how, like, every time you bite it, you...
No, and then, yeah. I don't really enjoy that part either. But, like, once I do finally get rid of it, I'm like...
But the crunch is so good.
It's the best.
I don't like ranch, but I would assume dip it into a little bit of ranch.
Also, a little update on my jump rope challenge. I will say, I did miss one day. That was the day of the concert because, you know, I got home, like, at 2 a.m., I'm not gonna fucking do it then. And then I left like around 9 something in the morning. So I didn't have time for that. But then the next day, I don't know what happened. Especially because like in the beginning of this week. Oh, am I boring you?
Sorry.
In the beginning of this week, like obviously I've been, you know, consistent with it, doing it every day. And I was feeling great. I was like, wow, like I'm feeling great. And like, you know, I love seeing the little like changes in my body, dude. I love seeing it. It really got me. I remember I was like, wow, I'm looking really good.
Have you reached 2 minutes yet?
Huh?
Have you reached 2 minutes yet?
Not 2 minutes, but I've definitely gotten up a little more. I don't know how much exactly, but I definitely have gotten up a little more. But the thing is, I was like, you know, seeing all these little changes, I'm like, wow, it's really going. Like I feel like if you work out, I feel like some people say like, oh, they really enjoy working out and they love it. For me, I wouldn't say, I mean, like, I like it, like, I like doing it, because I know I'll see, like, progress, but for me, it's more the changes, like, seeing it, like, it does something to me, like, it makes me excited for the next workout, and I remember feeling like that, I was like, oh, I can't wait for the next one, but, I love seeing the little changes, but I'm thinking of amping it up another 5 more minutes, because I did get a little lazy the next day when I did do it, I just was not feeling it at all, I ended up doing 10 minutes, but I just, like, kept pausing in between. And I probably didn't even do it a full 10 minutes because of how long I would take my little break. I would do, like, a plank sometimes in the middle of it to sub doing the jump
planks
rope.
Planks are no joke.
Yeah, but even that, I can't do them that long.
I can't do it.
Like, I can do them for, like, I think, like, 20 seconds.
No, yeah. Literally, I get down there and, like, literally, like, a second and I'm like, I hate this so much.
Yeah.
Like, I literally want to die.
I love the feeling I get in the core. I do like it. It's like, I hate it because obviously it's like, ooh, but it's like, I love it. It kind of pushes me a little because I'm like, I just imagine me like abs. Like, I imagine a six pack. I'm like, I'm going to have a six pack after this. But anyways, I think I'm going to amp it up another 15 minutes. No, amp it up another 5 minutes to make it 15 minutes.
I really wish that I was that gal who like look forward to like working out every day. I feel like it's more of like, I kind of just have to force myself to do it because I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate like a regular workout so much. I can dance for like hours. That's a little bit. Maybe for like an hour straight, because I'm telling you, it's too much sometimes. I'd be in between song. Oh my God, I hate when like, and then the next song comes on and it's a really good song that I won't dance to, but I just got done with a good one and I'm sitting there. But I don't know. I hate working out.
Really? I hate it. I will say, like, I never really, like, in the beginning, like, if you have stopped working out, because I know I've definitely had a few times in the past where, like, I'll stop working out, and when I'm finally, like, pushing myself to get into it, it's kind of hard in the beginning. But once you're seeing the changes, I feel like that's when it really gets me going. Yeah. Once I start seeing changes or even feeling different. Because obviously, I feel like there is a feeling you feel. You know? Like, you feel different. Like, your body feels different, even if you're not really noticing anything. Yeah, it feels good. So I feel like once I start getting those two, or even just one of them, like, it really helps me out for the workout.
Yeah.
Next on.
It does feel, I mean, I will say, I do love the feeling of, like,
feeling
good.
And feeling of the clothes, too. Because sometimes, like, again, like, I'll, like, be, like, wearing something, I'm like, oh, this feels different. Like, it doesn't feel like how it, how it usually feels, or, like, doesn't look how it usually looks in the past, at least. I think that definitely helps.
I separated my closets between, like, work at, like, the job, like, work clothes, and then, like, what I wear online, my cutesy little clothes, and some of them, I went through my entire closet, and a lot of the stuff, I was like, I can't believe this, like, fits me the way, because some of the clothes that were in my closet, I haven't worn in so long, and I was like, okay, I cleaned it out, and some of the stuff, I was like, this used to fit me so good, it used to fit me so good, and then they just didn't anymore, and I was like, okay, it's time to go. But I finally cleaned out a lot of my clothes. I got rid of a bunch of clothes. Wow. I know.
Spring cleaning,
and I cut up a bunch of clothes. This looks really nice.
My gosh, speaking of my clothing, I'm also, like, trying to get better with the kind of clothes that I buy. Because, he's making an entrance back, if you didn't hear that. But, like, I feel like, I know. A lot of clothes is, like, polyester, and it's, like a high percentage of polyester, and that's not really good quality, especially in clothing. It's usually in, like, fast, what's it called? In the fast fashion brands, which I don't really want to be wearing stuff like that anymore. I don't know. I feel like if I'm spending my buck, now it's, like, yes, I want something cute, but I also want it to be of good material, you know? Especially because, I used to think, like, oh, like, buying something that's higher quality, it'll cost a bunch more money than, like, buying something that's, like, lower quality. Which, yeah, in some cases, it can be that. But honestly, it's really not that off that much, usually, most of the time. But yeah, I'm trying to get more better quality clothing. And it's just better. And it's clothing that also feels like my fashion. I feel like, I was talking to one of our coworkers about this, actually. She was telling me how she really thinks, I know, like, what colors go with me well and, like, my style. Which I do think, for the most part, I do think that, too. But I also feel like some of my style right now, it's stuck in a younger Maria. And not a current Maria. So, yeah. I'm trying to work on that. I need to get into that.
I've been trying to
elevate. I also want more accessories again.
I need to get a bunch more of accessories, too. I have, like, 4 necklaces and a watch. And I'm like, no rings. I want some rings.
It's like, I always wear the same rings. And it's like, I want more rings. Same earrings. I haven't worn earrings in forever. And
you should get hoops.
I need to get some. That used to be what I used to wear all the time. Which would mean I probably will get again. Because, like, yeah, that's what younger Marie used to wear. I mean, I love hoops. I just haven't worn them in forever.
I've been thinking about getting my ears pierced, but the pain.
It's not that much though.
I know everyone always says that, but it's so scary.
But like, you'll be fine.
I just gotta
like do it. Okay.
The thought, I wanted right here pierced, but I know that shit hurts bad, and I don't know if I could do it.
Getting like a little hoop for my smile piercing, but the thing is, I don't know if the hole closed it up or not. I have no idea.
Ooh, that smile piercing looks so good.
Thank you. I know, and I'm like, do I just want it back just to have it? But it seems like, I remember, like, with the smile piercing, it can, like, affect your gums. I'm like,
yeah, I heard that.
It's like, do I really want to go get it done again if it is closed up? Just to have it in only for a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, do you want to take a little break?
Oh my god, yeah, I'd love to.
All right.
We're going to be right back. Joyful little middle intro. Enjoy our commercial.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're
going to
be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hello, everyone. We're back. We had a nice little break. Zucchini got sick. So he
had to take care of that.
He threw up and he got embarrassed, so he left. Mothers are so strong. Cleaning up like child vomit.
I don't know.
Feel bad. Ooh. Feel bad for my mom. My mom would like put a
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Trash can and a towel on the trash can. Make it in the trash can. At least make it in the trash can. I'd be like, I'll try.
No, yeah, that's how it is. Also, like, my mom would like have me in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, the only thing to clean is the bucket.
Uh-huh.
Like, we had a specific vomiting bucket. Yeah, you don't want to put anything else in there, if you are cleaning it. So, like,
someone vomed in there.
Yeah. It's the vom bucket. But, anyways.
Label on
so,
it.
So, you know Brittany Broski, right?
I do.
Okay. So, like, I've always heard of her. I never really, like, watch her videos so much. Like, I did it every once in a while. It kind of depended on what it was. Like, I don't watch the ones, that she had with, Trixie. I enjoyed watching their videos together, doing their makeup. But, I was on TikTok, scrolling through, and I saw this one TikTok of her. She's singing. I didn't know she could sing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, she can sing.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know she could sing like that.
She is a very talented singer.
Yeah, you're telling me. Girl, she needs to sing more. Like, she needs to do that more.
I know.
That's really good. Like, she's got the vocals.
Like, that's good.
Real good. Like, she could actually be a singer. You could be a singer, Brittany.
Brittany, girl, you could literally be a singer.
You could be up there with Sabrina and Chapel. Like, that's good.
No, like, she... She's good.
That's really good.
I love Brittany so much.
I love it.
Her hair looks good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to speak on that because I know you're a big fan of her.
I am a really big fan
of
Brittany.
Did you see that?
I did. I listened to this. It's on Spotify. Go listen. It's really good. I mean, I'm not the biggest, like, that kind of music isn't really my go-to, so I probably won't listen to it that much, but it was really good. Her voice sounded fantastic in the whole song. Mm-hmm. Really good.
I enjoyed it too. What do you mean, like, that kind of music? Because I know it's a Harry Styles song.
Yeah, like that, like...
I like some of his songs.
I don't really listen to Harry Styles that much either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like some of his songs. Like, I know a few years ago when he was releasing a lot of music, there were a few songs I did like on that song. As it was. I know some people didn't like that song. They're like, oh, it's annoying as fuck. But it's really good, in my opinion. It would get me in my feels. And, like, there were other songs I liked. I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Watermelon Sugar was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That's really, like, the only one that... That's, like, really the, like, only hairstyle song I know. Because it went so viral. That's the only one I really...
I don't know, there was another one called Caroline or something like that. I really like that, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say about it.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say more.
No.
Okay, again. So, you know how we were gonna plan a Las Vegas trip?
Mm-hmm.
This whole time I thought, like, duh, Las Vegas is, like, a city, duh. But I don't know why, for some reason I saw, like... It was, like, a big thing. Like, there were a lot of things, like, surrounding it, even once you leave the city area. It's, like, duh, I knew it's in the desert. But I didn't realize how it's literally in the desert until I saw this video. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, it's really weird that it just, like, stops.
It really just, it's just, like, squares.
Yeah,
like it really just like stopped.
That's so funny.
Like the it's in the desert. But I just really didn't think it was like this.
Yeah, that's not how I imagined either. I remember I saw that TikTok and I was so confused. Like this is Las Vegas.
That, really? I didn't believe it honestly for a moment. No, even though like, I've seen something like this, I'd be like AR some shit. And I looked up other videos. Like no, it's really like
that's
this.
Really what it looks like. Yeah, yeah, I didn't think that's what it looked like either.
And then I saw some other people like calling like yeah, like driving to like Las Vegas or just driving anywhere around there. It's like you're like on another world. You feel like because it's just like old desert. You know, like.
Oh, God, it's probably so hot during the summertime.
Probably get up to the hundreds.
I would be miserable.
And it's like a dry heat. Like, I know, but it's like, I also wonder how it would feel, but I also feel like I wouldn't like it. I know I wouldn't like it because, you know, it's hot as fuck. But, like, I know, like, here's, like, humid. Like, I fucking hate it. I hate that sticky feeling.
Yeah, I know.
You're hot and you're sticky, like, ugh.
Get
so it's kind of like, I'm curious how it would feel there. I just want to feel sticky, but now it's like dry.
It's just so hot.
I feel like that even being. I feel like that would be worse.
Yeah, I don't know which one I would prefer, like a humid heat or a dry heat.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like that would be worse. So that means, like, since it's dry, I imagine, you know, no air. Like, well, the other's air.
No
like,
air?
No, like, wind, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need at least wind on a hot day.
If there's no wind on a hot day, it makes it a billion times worse.
I hate when it rains in the summer, because it's already, like, humid, and now it's, like, a muggy, like, hot wet rain.
It's like almost hard to breathe when you go outside.
I hate it, yeah.
The air feels so
it feels thick.
Yes! The air feels so thick when it rains during the summertime.
Not into that.
I love
that.
It though. Well, I love that. While it's raining, it's always like right after it stops raining is when it's so, it feels like the most thick.
No, yeah.
But I love the rain.
Yeah, you're into the rain.
And I haven't had a day off where it rains in so long. And it's supposed to rain next week.
Really?
Not the days I have off.
Damn. Like, fuck! That's when you call out. You're like, I can't come in. I'm sick.
I'm outside all day. Sitting on my porch.
Mental health day. You're like, I'm taking my mental health day, actually.
I need this. I've never known how to go about calling out for that. So I just never do.
I never have either. But also, like, I just imagine, like, you say, like, mental health day. Because actually, recently, there have been a few times where I'm like, I feel like I need to take one. But I don't know. But then, like, the day comes, I'm like, eh.
I'm fine. I guess I'll go. Yeah, I never know how to go about it, so I just always just suck it up and end up going anyway and just feel miserable at work, too. But, yeah. I don't know. And we're allowed mental health days.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like, I imagine just saying, like, oh, I'm taking a mental health day.
I need to figure that out.
Yeah.
Start calling out. I need a mental health day. Sorry,
taking another one, actually. Taking another one.
Sorry.
My mental health, y'all. It's real.
I need it. It is. It's very real. Mm-hmm. It's very real. Yeah, I didn't know. I was really shocked when I figured out Las Vegas looked like that. It was crazy.
I still want to go, though. Like,
I would love to go, too.
I want to go at some point in my life, for sure. I've actually been thinking a lot about it. I'm like, what if we go to Miami if you want to come? I think that'd be fun.
Just thinking about that. I just don't think about that episode. Las Vegas. Miami, though!
We can't go back to Miami.
Oh, Miami would be...
It would
be
such a fun vibe. You know, like, obviously it'd be such a good vibe. But it seems like, do I want to go to Miami? Or, like, Orlando? I've gone to Orlando. I don't know.
Never been to Orlando.
I
enjoyed
it. I've never been to Miami. That was awesome. Like, Miami.
I really want to go to Disney. Mm-hmm. Because Disney's like, you know, it's like the thing.
No, yeah.
But
I want to do the all around the world.
That's what I want to do too. And
so it sounds like we're making a plan right now.
So we're going to Disney.
I would love to do that. Like a day at Disney.
So we're going to Disney. So keep a tune for that. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. But do you remember when my entire family planned a Disney trip and just didn't tell me about it?
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Think about that all the time. I'm like, are you joking? We just moved down, so you didn't think you'd want to go. You didn't think I'd want to go to Disney? I don't think I want to go to Disney.
Like, I would have made it work.
I would have gone to Disney. Are you joking? I was living with my ex-boyfriend at the time. He could have handled everything while I was at Disney. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah, he wouldn't come. Just you.
Well,
you're right. Would he have wanted to?
I wouldn't. With my whole family? Mm-hmm. No.
No.
He would have been miserable the whole time. The way that he would literally, like, we'd get around my family and he would.
Yeah, you told me that he would, like, at parties, he would just, like, go sit outside.
He would go sit outside. I remember.
Or in the car that you even told me once.
Oh, yeah. It was on 4th of July, he went out and sat in the car, and I was like.
I think that's insane. Like, listen, I get, like, if maybe you don't, like, the family, maybe they, like, irritate you or something. As long as nothing, like, crazy, like, some racist shit, you know? I think it's just, like, you should hang around the family. Maybe they're, like, a little annoying or whatever, but it's, like, you know, hang around with your significant other. Don't just, like. I'm gonna go in the car. Like, at it that point, you just shouldn't have even came in.
So annoying. Every single time, it was so annoying. Yeah. And the way that I would literally be, like, on our way there, I'd be like, you're not going to shut down, right? And he'd be like, no, I'm not going to shut down. And then we'd get there and he'd...
Honestly, it's not even, like, I get, like, maybe not even talking that much. Because I know there have been parties I've gone to, like, with family, where, like, they're, like, yes, they're family, but they're family I haven't, like, seen in years, or I just actually haven't seen them ever. So it's like, yeah, I'm not really, like, doing that much. Like, I'm kind of just sitting there, you know, eating my food, you know, just having, but I'm still having a good time. I'm not really yapping to, like, other people besides my family. And I think that's still fine there, too, you know, just, like, talk to your significant other.
I know. No, he wouldn't even talk to me. I would try and talk to him. Mm-hmm. He would, yeah.
Like, oh my god, like, at least try to have a good time. Literally give me more. You can't try to have a good time with your significant other?
He was the worst.
Yeah, that's terrible. He was literally the worst. That's definitely a red flag. What's another red flag you consider?
Another, from him specifically, or just, like, in general? No, from, like,
any red flags in general. That's actually one of my questions. This is a good segue.
I mean, obviously being rude to, like, waitresses and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Being rude to anyone of service, honestly.
Yeah, it's like, I went out with a guy and we went to the grocery store because he wanted to go to the grocery. He was, like, kind of, like, not very nice to the cashier. And I asked him, why'd you act like that? And he was like, what? She's just a cashier. I said, stop it right now.
He's like, just a little person.
I know. I was like,
before cashier, she's like a person.
Yeah, I know. Above everything, she's a person.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't see that guy again after
insane.
That.
Insane. She's just a cashier.
And that was like a first date.
Oh my god.
And I don't know.
So he was letting them red flags roam free.
Yeah, let him be free.
I feel like another red flag, since we were all talking about mental health just a second ago, is like, putting down your mental health and making it about themselves. Because I remember one time, we weren't dating, obviously, but this one person, I was talking to them, and I remember telling them, like, yeah, like, honestly, I'm not feeling the best. I might not be, you know, texting as much, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he kind of was like, you're trying to ghost me. This is you trying to ghost me. I'm like, no, I generally just don't feel great. Like, I was, like, depressed. Like, no, I don't feel great. But, like, also, I didn't tell him that, because it was during a time, again, like, I wasn't good at talking to people about my feelings. So, like, that was already a step enough for me telling him, like, not gonna be as communicative, but he just kind of made it about himself.
So you want to ghost me?
Yeah, he was like, you're just trying to get rid of me, like, you're not gonna talk to me anymore. Yeah, oh my god.
Yeah, okay, that's really weird. Yeah. But you know what, I'll also say, just for, like, my personal, like, excessive drinking, that's gonna be a red flag for me as well, just because I cannot go down that road again.
I get that. That's me with actually the same person. He would, like, call me out of my name and just, like, say terrible things to me, you know, basically degrade me. And that's when I was like, I know I won't go down that route again. Like, definitely no name calling and none of that. I don't care if it's, like, literally just the word stupid.
Yeah, name calling will never, because it's just so, it's, like, rude.
Yeah, it is rude.
Oh, yeah, it's, like, rude. It is. But, like, I'm supposed to believe that.
But, like, even more of, like, someone that supposedly, like, likes you or loves you, because it depends where you're on. But, like, it's, like, still work. You're calling against me names? The argument together, not just no, butt at each other.
Not just fight, yeah. You're calling me names? How dare you? I'm trying to think, has a man ever... I mean, men have definitely called me names before. I'm trying to think if he'd called me names. I don't think so. Well...
No, he did.
I know he did. I know he did behind my back, but I don't think he ever did
it wasn't really behind your back. It was in front of you. Well, I guess in another language, but it's like, so it's hidden right in front of you. I was so surprised that you didn't know what it was. Remember when he said it? I felt like it's such an obvious, like, insulting word. Like, he said idiota.
Yeah.
I feel like that sounds like, obviously, like, idiot. I don't think it translates to idiot, but it, like, sounds like idiot. It's like stupido.
See, I would have known that one.
Yeah.
But no.
And y'all were in the middle of arguing, too, so I remember when he said it, I looked at you.
Stop. That's one of my most embarrassing... That's one of my most embarrassing moments of my whole life. Because I just can't believe... I let that happen.
That's me, Mariana, I'm telling you. When I remember that, I'm like, oh my gosh, she was there for that. I'm telling you, that we were arguing, and when she finally piped up, I was like, oh my god. Like, I forgot she was there.
Because it's so embarrassing.
It is. It's like, duh, you argue, but it's like, not in front of other people. Especially like that.
Not be able to, like, control yourself in front of, like, your guests.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck. It's terrible. It's
literally so embarrassing. Like, sometimes I have, like, waking nightmares about it. I'm like, oh god. I remember when they were there.
Well, speaking of things that make you feel good, ASMR. So, I've always known for, like, ASMR. I really enjoy when they, like, play with people's hair and then, like, the scratching and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was younger, I loved when people would play in my hair. So I think that's why I enjoy those kind of ASMR videos. Mm-hmm. And lately, I keep seeing these pop up on my For You page of, like, these women. They're, like, scratching these people's, like, arms. Oh, I love it when they do it on the back. I love it. And when they do it to hair, I love it so much. I'm going to show you.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah. Do you enjoy those kind of things?
I never was into, like, the hair one.
It just looks so good.
Oh, see, it
And she's got long nails, so I know it feels
like,
good.
I'm jealous of her. I can almost feel it on my back. Like, it's that must feel so good. I've never been able to get into, like, the ASMR of, like, the hair or the back scratching. I love whispering. No, I love it. I don't know what it
sometimes
is.
Sometimes I feel like they're doing too much of the whispering, though.
Sometimes it's too much.
It's like, what are you doing?
Sometimes it's too much, and I literally have to... I don't even know how to, like... I, like, have to go through, like, so many ASMR videos to kind of find the right kind one of whispering. Mm-hmm. Because either they'll be, like, too wet,
or... Sometimes I'm like, when I do... It's like, sometimes it is needed. But sometimes, like, you're doing it for no reason.
You're doing, like...
Random's not the type for...
Sometimes they're doing the most with them, with their talking and whispering. I'm like, please. Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the, like, I'm gonna do the hair ones. They're usually, like, talking, or sometimes they're talking. And, like, they do little whispers of, like, POV, like, someone's playing with your hair at school. You know, they're like, oh, I love your hair. Can I play your hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's, like,
you know, like, that's where it makes sense, you know? Then you hear little jinglings. You know, it makes sense.
I love those, like, really detailed ASMR videos. There was one that I used to watch that it was, like, ASMR, but... It's a plague doctor taking care of you because you have the plague. And those type of videos always crack me up. And somehow, they're always, like, a little relaxing, too. Like, right. I'll put on my headphones. Like,
that was messing me up.
They're like...
Oh, no, I hate that.
And then they're like, you got some sores on you. While they're, like, wrapping up your arm. You got some sores. And I'm like, yes! I got sores on me!
Heal me right now.
And they have that crazy... I love the crazy mask on. I love those type of... The hyper-specific ones always... So I don't even like... Sometimes I won't even listen to them for the ASMR. I'll just watch them because I think they're a little funny.
Story.
Yeah, because they're like... Some of them are kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I like the funny ASMR. Okay, like...
Oh, you spit it in?
Like...
I think at this point, I just, like, don't use it anymore. It's just part of...
I got real... Wet and juicy mouth.
You do.
I can't help
no,
it.
Say you don't. No, I can't.
Which I oh my god. I don't drink a lot of water. And so, well, I've started to drink a lot more water now. But before I didn't drink a lot of water, my mouth has always still just been like an ocean.
Mm-hmm. Sweat.
So wet. But like, even when I was like the most dehydrated, still slop in there. I don't know.
Like those big tongs.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, where? I don't drink water. Oh my god, I know there was a period of time where I was like literally drinking like juice and soda, and that would be all I drink all day.
I love drinking apple juice when I'm dehydrated.
Apple juice is so, oh my god, especially when I'm dehydrated. It's so good. Orange juice when you're dehydrated? Not the vibe.
But I love more orange juice. So apple juice only when I'm dehydrated.
I love orange juice. The ones, oh my god, okay. I know a lot of people didn't like them, but the ones in school.
Oh, I didn't like those. I had a weird taste.
I know. They had the weird taste, and it was like a little. And I just kind of love that little.
Cardboard taste. Yeah. I didn't like it.
The cardboard taste. I don't know. There was a taste to them that was just, you know, like. And I don't know. Oh. Everyone hated it. But
I knew it, but I didn't like
it. I don't know what it is about it. I always loved it. Or I love grape juice.
Mm-hmm. Only grape juice is good. I love cranberry juice.
I want to get into cranberry juice so bad because I know it's so good for you, but it's like tart. It's like, you know.
I like that.
But I know it's really good. I know it's also really good for UTIs when you have them. Mm-hmm. I really want to get into pomegranate juice too. That bottle that's like.
Oh.
And like, it's so.
I don't know what you're talking about, the bottle, but.
It's like, I don't know. Have you seen like kelp juice from SpongeBob? And it came in that like.
No, I don't remember it.
Oh, it comes in like a little container. It's like two balls and it's like an hourglass. It's. Mm. But I want to get into it, but I've never been able to get into the taste of it.
Oh, so yeah, I've tried it.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of pomegranates anyway.
Well, I love pomegranates.
I don't like the texture. I really like the taste. I really don't fuck with the texture because you have. I mean, you gotta bite into
like
the seeds.
Like popping and all that.
Yeah, I don't mind the. It's the seeds in the middle that I'm like, ooh. Mm. I can't do it. I can't. But the taste. I can't do grapefruit either.
Grapefruit? Oh, I love grapefruit.
Tastes like, I don't know what it is, I don't know what's wrong with my taste buds, but it just tastes like a Sharpie.
Sharpie?
I know, I don't know what it tastes like, no, it's so nasty. I really want to get into it though, because again, it's supposed to be really good for you, and it's supposed to help with
your gut?
Your gut, and like,
what is that sound?
Oh.
Not anymore.
What's the, digestive system. Grapefruit's supposed to help your digestive system. And so I want to get into it. I just can't get into the taste.
You gotta force yourself.
I know.
Force yourself. Or why don't you just find something else that's good for your digestive system?
Yeah, yeah.
Vitamins. I'm sure there are vitamins for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Grapefruit vitamin. Vitamin C.
Did you say vitamin C?
Yeah, isn't that what's in grapefruit? I don't know, it's like in oranges and grapefruit.
I don't know, some kind of vitamins.
So there's something in there. I don't fuck with Paris either, but that's not the point.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Oh, I love pears.
I the texture. Pears they're are like...
good. I feel like they're like apples, but better.
What's your favorite kind of apple?
I love green apples.
So do I. Granny Smith. They're so sour and they're good. I don't like the like dark red ones. I like the red.
Oh, no, I like those too.
I feel like the texture of those is like the texture of like...
Sometimes it's getting like mush.
Yeah,
it's like... I don't really like
texture...
that, but I like them.
Or I like the shiny red ones, the like bright red. Mm-hmm. Those are always...
I think just because
it's just
though.
Like a stereotypical apple, but like, yeah. I don't know. Those green ones, I swear. I love the green ones the most. Anyway, we can take a break. We'll be right back. Enjoy the commercial for...
Again.
A second time.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're
going
to be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hello, everyone. We're back. Hope you enjoyed that commercial. Mm-hmm. Did you grab a drink and a snack?
Hope you did. We
did not.
But we hope you did. Yeah, you know, y'all gotta have your snacks while you're entertained.
So entertaining.
Okay, so I was gonna ask you, do you believe in the invisible strength theory?
I don't know.
Right? I always go on and off. Like, I feel like, because you hear about these stories of, like, people who are, like, they... Maybe they didn't even, like, meet each other. Like, I've seen, like, people, like, oh, like, in the background, that's the person I ended up dating mm-hmm. and, like, marrying. But they didn't even speak to each other until, like, maybe a few days after something. Or, like, you also hear about those stories, like, people knew each other at a certain point in their life. And then nothing came of it. But then later on in life, they meet again. And it just seems, it just works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that.
You know, like, they came back to each other.
Why can't that happen to me?
Right? And sometimes I'm like, what if it will happen, though? Like, what if, like, I did meet my person in my past? Or, like, maybe I didn't meet them, you know? They were, like, in a picture. Or maybe they were, like, in the same place. I've heard stories like that where, like, they're not soulmates. Well, no, that's not what I meant. They're not partners. At least last I heard. But I remember there were these, they make poems. I remember I was really into them back in like middle school. I forgot what their names were, but like they had the same last name and apparently, and like they're in the same sort of career, but apparently they had been in the same camp when they were like kids. They just never met.
Oh my God.
You know? And like apparently people thought they were like siblings the whole time, but like they didn't even like meet each other until like later on in life. Wow. So it's like, I also feel like maybe something like that could happen. Maybe like we were in the same place, same time.
Just I thought
never
this was so
crossed
cool.
paths though. I know, like, they're so cool. sick. And apparently like some people even thought like they were siblings. No, yeah, they just said that, yeah.
I saw a post about this, it was definitely a few years ago, where it was like someone took a picture when they were a kid and in the background their future husband was in the same picture at the same place at the same time and they met each other
too,
in the
yeah.
future. That one makes me want to believe the Invisible Strength Theory, because I'm like, he was literally right there.
Yeah, he was there the
and
whole
you didn't
time.
Know.
Yeah.
And like no one knew.
They all met
each other.
At the right time.
That makes me want to believe it, but I don't know.
I know there was a time in life I was experiencing it. I was like, okay, so like, there's this one guy. I liked him, right? And then he he would like come into our place of work pretty regularly, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. And then he started working with us, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, this is my time, like, it's happening. And I remember meeting him, we actually went on a date, and I was like, this is for real, like an invisible string thing. Obviously, it did not work out. And I remember after that, I listened to the song Invisible String by Taylor Swift all the time. I don't know why, I always correlate like songs with the people I'm talking to in some sort of way, or people I just have crushes on. Don't even have to talk to them.
I would love to do that.
Or as long as it's serious. Well, serious. Mm-hmm. But like, as long as it's serious in my mind, you know. I'm like, oh, I'm really into this person. They always have a song.
I would love to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it like, reminds you like all the memes when you
hear
that
song. Oh my god, yes. Girl, see you again with that one specific person. So okay, many memories.
Okay.
That's a good song. I told you for a while I couldn't hear it without crying. I'm telling you, I would hear it immediately and I was just like sobbing. And then I could finally hear it a little bit more without crying that much. Until specific parts.
But would you change the song?
Specific parts. No, sometimes I did change it. Okay. In the beginning, I would change it. I was like, I can't right now. Can't. No. This is their song and I can't hear it. Oh my gosh, there was another song with, it was actually with the guy I was talking about earlier. His song was, fuck, I don't remember what it's called. Just the Two of Us. I think it's actually just called that.
Just the Two. Yeah, I know that song.
We can make it if we... Oh my god, if we can make it if we try part would always get me. I was like, oh my god. We could make especially it. In the middle of it when I was like talking to him. I was like, we can make it if we try.
We can make it if we try. Crying.
No, yeah, crying. No. There's like so much wrong with that. I remember telling you that time in my life that I also like felt like... Like, this is it. Like, if he doesn't want me, like, this is it. Like,
I'm never going to find out.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. Girl, like, I'm 18, 19. What am I talking about? Like, what am I talking about? I'm like, no. Like, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, yeah. That's how it feels, though.
Yeah. I mean, there was definitely a lot going on with me at that point, too, also. Like, I was still pretty insecure in myself. So, I also feel like that's, like, fed into that. But it's like, girl, I really wasn't that serious. Especially because he wasn't that great of a guy.
It was not that
serious. Yeah, it was not.
Yeah, you know, I definitely have... I have songs correlated with, like, with two of my exes. But that's only because we danced to them. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why, like, those songs really like stick out to them. Me and my ex-boyfriend slow danced to the same song every year on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I would look forward to it every year.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is really cute.
I would put, oh my god, like, I remember he came home and I put rose petals down, and we danced to it, with, like, a starlight on it. It was really nice.
And that's cute.
Yeah.
What was the other song?
The first one was, I think I played it for you before. It's called, I don't know, it's called Here With You by this artist named Leo, but then my ex-boyfriend from high school, we went to homecoming together, and we slow danced. So embarrassing. We saw it as The Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Stop! You know, it's so basic.
It's a good song. I can't think of the lyrics right now, but I'm really enjoying it. Yes, for me. It's a good song. You gotta admit, it's a good song.
But I know what you mean, because like literally, like for months after we broke up, I was like, skip.
Can't hear it. You can't. Well, you know, I also feel like with stuff like that, with like songs like that, that you like correlate with someone like that. Once you, like, finally get over them or you feel yourself getting over them, you can finally hear it. And it's kind of, like, reassuring, like, okay, I'm getting over them.
You know,
like, I can listen to this without crying or even to the point where you can listen to it without even thinking of them.
I still haven't listened to the one I slow danced with, my ex-boyfriend.
Really?
I've
give it a listen.
I've listened to it, but last time I listened to it was, like, almost, like, freshly after we broke up and I was...
Sobbing.
No, literally sobbing. Oh, we have, something I need to take off, but for some reason I just still had it. We had a shared playlist on Spotify that we put songs in that reminded us of each other. Mm-hmm. Bitch, when we broke up, that playlist was on repeat.
Oh my god.
Sobbing.
Oh my god.
And actually, you know, he has like three songs. I can listen to, I can listen to like a little bit and then I would skip it. One of them, sobbing to this day. I still don't know. Really? To this day, I still don't know if I'll be able to listen to it.
You have to, though. You gotta like be in the car and whenever you're driving, just put it on.
They're
all, see what's up.
I know. What if I get sad?
No, I get it. I get what you mean. But it's like, I don't know. I also just like, I'm in that person, like, I don't want to give up songs I like. You know?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Song See You Good. I loved that song. I loved it before them also. Then it just became their song.
That really is such a good song. Yeah. You've got me listening to it. I'll listen to it.
It's a good song. Okay.
Yeah.
Then other songs. Like, I know there are other songs I like. Invisible String, again. It's a good song. I will listen to it also.
I don't think I've ever... I think I've only heard that song like once or twice.
Really? I love that song.
I'm not the biggest Taylor girly.
I know. Really? I'm surprised. I remember there was a time when her Eras tour was going on. You were like always listening to her, always talking about her. Yeah, I'm surprised you said that.
For a while. But
like I know I would always say I'm not the biggest fan. You'd be like, I love her. But I'm so surprised to hear you say that.
Yeah, I'm not really the biggest fan for that much anymore. When Speak Now Taylor version came out, that's when I was like,
no, I remember you like it, because into that was, her.
That one is still like my favorite Taylor Swift album because I don't know, I guess it's like the nostalgia and all the feelings that came with it.
Yeah, I definitely like a few of her songs. Well, more than just a few, but I usually don't like all of her songs like on every album, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's a few on Speak Now that I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Like Kelly Uchis. I love Kelly. Mm-hmm. I love like all her songs. It's yeah, like, I can't wait for this tour.
Trixie Music, there's not one where I'm like, oh god, this one is.
I know, like, right? It's like, ooh.
Ooh, this is a banger. Even her sad ones, I'm like, yeah. Turn this up. This is the club. Mm-hmm. And it's like her talking about like her abusive stepdad. I'm like.
Yeah. So do you think the invisible string theory is real? I feel like it has some truth to it.
I want to believe it.
Right?
I want to believe it. I want to find the person that my string's attached to.
Mm-hmm.
And
and like, actually, like, but like, you actually have to be able to like look back.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out where they were. That's a little goose hunt, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Also, they're looking for you too.
I start dating someone. I'm like, hold on, let me go through all my old pictures real fast. Hold on.
But I feel like with something that Leo was just like kind of find out like throughout the relationship. Yeah. Like they were looking for it.
Did you imagine? Sorry, I don't see any of my childhood pictures, so.
Yeah, and we weren't in any of these locations together, so.
So
it's
you
not
gotta
it.
Go, Boots. Sorry, Deeves. Don't mean to, but we just don't have a string.
Yeah. There's... I know. I feel like. I just think it's just some. When I say I feel like it has some truth, I just think honestly it's just some coincidence. What? Coincidence. There's coincidences. Fuck, I don't. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I feel like I'm fucking it up, but yeah, it's just coincidence that they like met in the past and maybe they ended up in a photo.
That's
they just like
crazy,
met
though.
Later
that one
on.
Really
no,
gets
I,
me.
It's definitely like crazy. I'm like, what? But I don't know. I also don't think it's like the reality for like everyone. You know,
she's windy outside.
It is, yeah. I thought it was gonna rain when I left. When yeah, but yeah, I think it's just for some people, just how it works out for some people.
Jealous
like
of those
high
people.
School
like,
sweethearts
that's such a fun
type thing. It just works out for some people. Some people they meet and then they're together forever.
Oh my god, I saw someone that was like, I've been dating the same girl since I was 12.
Oh my god, no, I've seen so, relationships like that where like they've been dating since they were like literally in middle school, and it's like. And they're still together. I know there's this one person, one couple. I don't really follow them, but they'll like collab with like these other people that I do watch every once in a while. And I know they had been together with like since like I think either freshman year or like end of middle school. I mean,
that's like
and they're
so
like
long.
Married, everything.
That's like
married,
so
have a home.
Long.
It's a long ass time, but it seems like it's so cute.
It is really
so, like,
cute.
Like you really found that person. Although that must be great to like experience like. A lot of your
like
life.
Everything together.
You know, like, you experienced your, like, adolescence, you know, like, even growing up together.
Worst and
like, you're not
times.
Alone, yeah.
I was literally talking to Anna about that the other day because, you know, I feel like Anna would be that person for me. Mm. We did the math the other day. I got a little sentimental.
Oh, yeah.
I know, because it always happens. I got a little sentimental, and I texted her, and I was like, we've texted every day for years now. We figured out it's almost been 9 years that every single day, every day throughout the, every day for every year, we've texted each other at least once.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true friendship.
So cool.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, and like, we were talking about it and she was, because like, we would like face, and like, we FaceTime each other for like hours all the time
mm-hmm.
growing up. And just the way that we like never even got like annoyed or like bothered mm-hmm. with each other, the way that we would be on FaceTime like all day and just like would hardly talk to each other, be on our
really?
Laptops, like. Or we used to write like fan fiction stories together, mm-hmm. and we would read each other. So like it would be like three, it would be like an hour of us just, and then out of nowhere be like, okay, I'm done. Are you done? She'd be like, I'm almost done. Hold on. And there'd be like more silent for like 10 more minutes. She'd be like, okay, I'm done.
Oh my god, I love that.
I know. And like so,
no,
I,
but it's like I love that because it's like it's such a bond you have.
It's, I,
you know,
so
an
I,
organic bond.
I don't know. We were talking about it. I don't think I would do it again. Like today, like how old I am now. I don't think I would do it again. Where like spending like the whole day, literally, it was like from like sometimes I like wake up in the morning, call her, and we'd be on the phone till like going to bed.
I know you told me you also did it with like some of your exes, and I'm like, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, yeah. So
I mean, I also would be like on the phone like at nighttime, like, you know, or there were also a few times where like we would fall asleep on the phone, like we would do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. But even then, not all the fucking time. Yeah. I will say there was a period where like I was. But I was also talking to a bunch of random guys. Like, but I did have, like, some where I would do it, like, almost every night specifically. So, like, every night it was someone. Sometimes the same one.
I have always fucking hated falling like asleep on the phone. But I've always felt like I had to. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the cutesy thing in, like, high school. I'd be like, oh, we fell asleep on the phone together. No, the second they fall asleep. Boop, boop, boop. Because I can't. I hated falling asleep on the phone so much. And
sometimes I like it. It depends on who. I like hearing them snore.
No, okay, that dude, that's one of the best things that I liked about my ex-boyfriend was that he snored a lot, and I don't know what it is
right,
about.
Right, it's like something about, like, I know some people are like, oh, I fucking hate snore, but, like, sometimes, like, no, I kind of like it.
No, like, it's kind of nice, right? Yeah. No, knowing that they're there or something.
Yeah, I think it is bad. I think it's like, yeah, he's there.
Knowing that they're there or whatever, but now, the last guy I was talking to, he used to be like, let's fall asleep on FaceTime. I'd be like, no!
Yeah.
I'm not doing... At my grown age of 21, I'm not
asleep. I was going to say, I agree with you with that. Like, I don't think I would do it again now. Because, like, I'm telling you, like, that's where I was trying to go with, like, where I was doing it, like, basically every night. Didn't depend on, like, if it was the same person or not. But, like, I don't think I'd do that again. Like, every night? I don't know.
It's just, like, so...
Maybe, like, talk on a phone, like, FaceTime. Like, yeah, maybe every night, like, at the end of the night, yeah. You know? But, like, actually, like, stay on the whole time? Most likely, no.
I like my time.
Unless it happened, like, organically. Like, we just both... fell asleep. It just happened.
Just
accidentally
fall asleep together.
Yeah. But like, actually being like, okay, let's fall asleep together. Don't hang up.
My ex-boyfriend from high school, he would say that to me, but okay, don't hang up this time. I'd be like,
I won't.
My phone died.
You're just like waiting.
I know, he'll fall asleep, I hang up, I'm like, I'm so sorry, my phone died. I'm so sorry.
I didn't see it, but I felt it.
I didn't see it that time either.
Oh felt God. That tall of blood.
What now? Like an ocean, a tsunami just now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse.
Mm.
It's a blessing
Well, and I a guess curse. On that note, we're ready to end
I guess
this.
We're ready to wrap yeah. it up. So.
Like, subscribe, follow, yeah. guys.
Like, comment, and
wait,
subscribe.
Wait, you should put them up here, actually. I'm always pointing down, but you always put them above me. Like, I realized that on the last two. Like, I'm always pointing down, and it's always here.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Those are our apps. Yeah, these he are... fucks with me, puts it down here.
I'm gonna do it this time.
But I called it. Y'all yeah. see how I called it? I knew he would do something like that. It's on the side now.
Yeah, it's
wherever he puts it, y'all.
It's just gonna keep flashing. Just it's just everywhere. Gonna keep going around. Make sure they like, comment, and subscribe. And a little bit of self-promo. My drag episode has just... I mean, not... Oh, my God. My drag YouTube view has just been posted yesterday. So make sure that you guys go
and
watch it. Oh, yeah. I know. I have talked about it in my video. I was like, go. And it turned out so bad this time.
Really?
It turned out so bad. And I was genuinely shocked at how bad it turned out. Because I feel like last time we did drag, like, I mean, like, it wasn't, like, the best. I feel like I looked okay.
You think
okay.
it looked better?
I think I looked like okay, but this time I'll have to show you it. It yeah. looks scary.
Was it the look that you were planning to do for our episode? Because I know you were saying you're like thinking like clown.
You just have to see it.
Was it clown? Well, is that what you? I'm asking what you were striving for, not what it actually came out as. See, what were you striving for?
I was. I don't even know what I was going for. Honestly, I just started doing it, and then I did the eyeliner. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go for something big but small. And then it just turned out to be just big.
Yeah, I was say big but small.
I was going to be big but small. And then it's just, I literally, go watch it. Just the drag just slowly goes like this the whole time. And I do a performance in it. So make sure you go watch. It's really, okay, I was
entertaining,
like,
someone say.
I was editing the part where I was dancing and I was like, this is so embarrassing. But it's up and live now, so you can go watch my embarrassment for yourself. Make sure you go do it. It is... I worked really hard on this video. I am very proud of this one. So make sure you go watch it. And it's... I'm telling you, I'm going to have to show you the look because it's scary. But like, comment, subscribe. Do all the things. Yes. And go listen to some of our other episodes if you just can't get enough of mm-hmm. us. There's so much of us online and TikToks too, so... Mm-hmm. But anyway, we gotta go, girls.
Go
yeah, go. We gotta go, girls. So,
gotta make more content.
We gotta go make some more content. So, goodbye.
Bye-bye.